The very first Special Olympics Games were held in Chicago in 1968. Their motto is the prayer, "Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt." Next, we'll hear a profile of the bravery of a Special Olympian from Tucson, and this story produced by Anna Latta.
Daniel Gutierrez isn't one to pass up one of life's opportunities, so at the age of 28, he's a five-sport athlete. Daniel competes in track and field, floor hockey, basketball, softball, and bowling in the Special Olympics. Special Olympians are more likely than people with mental disabilities who do not participate to hold jobs and be independent, and Daniel is no exception.
I work EGs. It's really good. I'm a cashier, so I'm up front most of the time. I've been there 8 years.
Daniel says his participation in Special Olympics has helped him gain confidence and become independent. He has his own apartment and gets around by bus. I met Daniel at a bowling tournament and got to know him as we sat through the awards ceremony. As we awaited the outcome of his tournament, Daniel told me all about himself and his experiences in the Special Olympics. He says his friends and teammates like to have him on their team.
People laugh at me. I laugh at them and they laugh at me because I'm funny. They start cracking up with me. I have a good personality. I'm friendly, funny guy. That's about it.
Daniel pictures himself as a stand-up comedian, and his coaches and teammates seem to agree he'd be good at it. They say his humor is infectious.
I just like the way he laughs. It's funny to make him laugh.
Chris Lamond is one of Daniel's coaches. Daniel often assists in the training of other athletes and looks for tasks to help out in any way he can, making him a good athlete and a good leader.
He's a good kid. I mean, stays out of trouble. He's one of the better kids on our team. He's always there for practice. Sometimes shows up late, but he's always there.
On time or not, at least Daniel is always consistent in one thing.
He has a good attitude. When you have a good attitude, you win. When you have a bad attitude, like, you'll just lose it.
Daniel attributes his positive outlook to his good sense of humor. But if a career in comedy doesn't pan out, he has a backup plan.
Yeah, I want to go to school to be a physical therapist assistant. Because when I was little, I had surgery in my legs. Like when I was 12 years old and my feet were crooked. And like, I went to get surgery done and straight and had physical therapy for like 6 weeks.
His physical therapist inspired and encouraged him to pursue that career path. So he set out to gain some experience.
In high school, I used to work with wheelchair kids. I had to take care of them and stuff. I had fun.
As the medal ceremonies continued, Daniel ate his lunch and joked around with his teammates.
I hope we get first or second. I want another gold medal if I catch my collection. Altogether, I have 77 medals altogether, first, second, third.
27 of those medals are gold, and Daniel hopes to increase that number to 40 in the next few years. He mimics some of the skills he's picked up, but he doesn't hesitate to tell the embarrassing stories either.
I was in floor hockey last year, Flagstaff. I actually made a goal for another team. I'm like, oh my God. It was terrible. Like, what did I do that for? My coach goes, all right, it's all right. Score the other goal. And I did. And went to the other side, scored a goal on the other side.
I asked Daniel what the coolest place he'd ever competed was.
The coolest place? Flagstaff. It's nice and cool up there. It's not that hot.
Literally the coolest. So when it snowed up there at a tournament a few years ago, Daniel seized the rare opportunity to go sledding with his teammates. All of them. Even the one in the wheelchair. Despite great difficulty, Daniel carried his teammate up the sledding hill 3 or 4 times just so he could experience the joy of sledding with his friends. Daniel won the Team Spirit Award that year. Finally, the announcer called out Daniel's name.
All right, third place, Corrales and Gutierrez.
We got third. I'm happy. I thought we were going to get second and third, first, but oh well. Another one to add to my collection.
The Special Olympics have provided Daniel with more than just a heavy box of medals.
Stronger person, good personality, good sportsmanship. You have to be a good sport. If you lose or win, you have to be a good sport about it.
And he is.
Well, yeah, we got third. We're cool. I'm cool about it.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Anna Latta.